Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, PhD, LMSW, continued. Disc 4. The words we can never take back.
Too close for missiles. I'm switching to guns.
Top Gun. When I talk to couples, I can see how shame creates one of the dynamics most lethal to a relationship.
Women who feel shame when they don't feel heard or validated often resort to pushing and provoking with criticism.
Why don't you ever do enough? Or, you never get it right.
Men, in turn, who feel shame when they feel criticized for being inadequate, either shut down, leading women to poke and provoke more, or come back with anger.
For the first few years of our marriage, Steve and I fell into this pattern. I remember one argument when we were both angry beyond belief. After 10 minutes of endless chiding on my part, he turned to me and said, "Leave me alone for 20 minutes. I'm done. I won't do this anymore." When he shut and locked the door, I got so mad that I actually banged on the door and said, "Get back out here and fight with me." In that moment, when I heard myself, I saw what was happening. He was on the verge of shutting down or raging, and I was feeling unheard and misunderstood. The result was mutual desperation. Steve and I are heading into our 18th year of marriage, and this year we'll celebrate the 25th anniversary of our first date. He is, without question, the best thing that's ever happened to me. When we got married, neither one of us had any idea what a good partnership looked like or what it took to make it work. If you asked us today what we believe is the key to our relationship, the answer would be vulnerability, love, humor, respect, shame-free fighting, and blame-free living. We learned some of that on our own through good old trial and error, but we also learned from my work and the research participants who were brave enough to share their stories with me. I'm so grateful to them. I think we can all agree that feeling shame is an incredibly painful experience. What we often don't realize is that perpetrating shame is equally as painful, and no one does that with the precision of a partner or a parent. These are the people who know us the best and who bear witness to our vulnerabilities and fears. Thankfully, we can apologize for shaming someone we love, but the truth is that those shaming comments leave marks. And shaming someone we love around vulnerability is the most serious of all security breaches. Even if we apologize, we've done serious damage because we've demonstrated our willingness to use sacred information as a weapon. In The Gifts of Imperfection, I share the definition of love that I developed based on my data. Here it is.